rides at amusement parks all over the world.
And they've never been faster or wilder. Do you have the guts to ride them?
It's not for everyone.
You should know.
Shut up.
Come with us. We're going to check out some amazing coasters.
Gee, it's Popular Mechanics for Kids.
California, and I'm here on a special quest to search for the coaster with the greatest thrills. So what gives a coaster its thrill?
It's definitely all of the loops and all of the drops, and especially like on Batman, how you're hanging and you feel like you're gonna fall off. The speed and the drop.
Well, the loops and kind of the element of death like this, where it's all creaky and you think you're gonna fall off.
That feeling like you're gonna barf, that's definitely what it is.
You can basically break down coasters into two main types, wood and steel. They say the wood ones give you more of a beating. There's no shoulder harness, just a lap bar, so you get knocked around a lot more. The wooden tracks vibrate a lot more, so there's always a sense of danger. Can this rickety wood hold you up? Coasters are another story. They're more extreme. Because steel's bendable, you get a variety of curves, turns, and you can have loops. So basically, you go higher and faster. I'm gonna try about four or five of my own and tell you what I think makes them so exciting. How about the Cyclone? A traditional boardwalk woody with steep drops. High-speed bank turns. You can't breathe, your heart stops. It's like coming out of my body. Now those who want a total free-fall experience, there's this one. You fall from a 10-story tower plunging to the ground in just 2 seconds. That's it. In case you blinked your eyes, run that one again. It's like going in an elevator and just it breaking. And that's like really scary stuff. I've been saving myself for this one, Batman the Ride. Complete with state-of-the-art thrill technology. But I'll decide that on my own.
We're talking head over heels, thrills as the train travels outside rather than inside the loops. We're talking cobra rolls, hairpin turns, and best of all, zero gravity heartline spin with nothing but the air beneath one's dangling feet.
A touch of terror. People like to be scared, but in a controlled environment, you know you're gonna come out fine, and that's what makes it thrill.
Specially designed to give you maximum thrill sensation. A roller coaster actually starts to slow down after the first couple of drops, but you still feel like you're speeding down every hill and around every curve. How do they do it? The turns get sharper so you won't notice you're going slower. They also get flatter, throwing you to the side and making you feel like the coaster will tip over. The wooden structure, tunnels, even trees whiz by so close to you, you feel like they might chop off your head, or the coaster appears to fall off a cliff. or soar over water, giving you eye-popping, stomach-dropping thrills. Colossus will scare you to death. The fact is, you're perfectly safe. Before the park ever opens, a lot gets done to make sure the ride is safe. Rich Casanova checks the track.
That's how I start my day every morning. These are my tools. Let's go on a track walk. My job is to check the coaster track every morning. By banging the steel, I can tell if this track is loose or if the bolts are loose and I have to do any work. We got a loose bolt right here. So I'll just tighten it up. It takes usually 2 to 3 hours to make me feel safe that the ride is okay. If I rode the train, it'd only take me a couple minutes. Here we got a broken bolt right there. When we put in a new bolt, we give it a little bend like this, so when we go ahead and tighten it up, it doesn't spin. Now I'm putting a couple washers on and the nut, and we lock it. That way the nuts don't back off, and that bolt right there will probably last a couple more months. And that's basically what I do for the next couple more hours.
Dave Morris and his crew service the trains.
And this is where we do the daily maintenance on the ride. Every day the cars are taken off and we do inspections of all the bodies and the wheel carrier assemblies. We do maintenance on this like you do on your car.
What we've done, we've removed this wheel and we've repacked the bearings, and now we're checking it for proper operation to see that it's smooth and safe. This is the last step, locking up the cotter pin, install the cap, and now we'll be done with this procedure and this train will be safe now for operation.
This is a brake assembly. These are what slow or stop the train out on the track. And it's stopped by a knife blade, a piece of steel that goes in between these two shoes. And then the friction in this area is what slows the train down.
We have two computers on the ride that keep the train spaced apart so that they're never in the same area and they'll stop in any emergency or any fault or it detects any error on the whole ride.
By the way, when there's an accident on a coaster, it's rarely because of poor maintenance. It's mostly because of too much fooling around.
I've been on some wild rides, but I don't know if I'm ready for this. A coaster marathon? I'm going to be on this coaster for 1 hour. 1 hour!
Hey, Alicia.
Hi, Richard. This is Richard Rodriguez. He holds the longest time spent in a roller coaster.
549 hours.
That's 3 weeks.
Okay, so now we're going to pad our car for our roller coaster marathon. And I'm going to show you how to do this properly now, okay?
Okay.
So, first, you've got your pillow.
Right.
And now this is the foam backing. And now we're going to use the blanket. This will be for our feet. Yeah, what I usually do, I take my newspaper. I read going up the chain lift.
That's a good idea.
But I'm glad you have your Walkman.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Let's do Walkman.
Oh, the stock exchange. Wow, the Dow drop.
Let the marathon begin!
I used to train by riding a roller coaster every day for an hour, just like you're gonna do. I think this middle, just where we're sitting right now, is the most comfortable ride. It's what I prefer the most.
Yeah.
Maris hit 61 homers. Wow, what a ball player. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Nice view. 30, 30. Sasha, you completed your marathon. So how do you think you did? What do you think?
Well, I think you and me did pretty good. But it does get a little tiring after a while. After about 25, you're like, woo.
Congratulations, you did a great job.
Where you sit in a ride does make a difference. You get a cool view from the front.
But the ride's wilder at the back, except in a loop, because then you'll experience the full effect of the ride no matter where you sit. G-force like a loop coaster. Like the Viper! The largest looping coaster in the world. We're gonna be upside down 7 times. And I get to go on it all by myself. Oh yeah, I forgot about Jim Blackie.
Hi Alicia, how you doing?
He's the park engineer. He's going to help answer some of the most frequently asked questions about, you guessed it, loops.
How come you don't fall out when you're in the loops?
I can't fall out of the coaster because there's so much force. What should you do in the roller coaster?
Well, it's like this. Okay, Alicia, this is how it works. We have a cup half full of water. Because of the speed, that water is pushed into the bottom of the cup, just like a rider is pushed into the bottom of the seat of the car. Give her a try.
Would we fall out if we weren't going fast enough?
That's impossible because the coasters are designed to go through the loops at a very high speed. Even if we could stop a coaster in a loop upside down, the coasters have under wheels that hold the car on the track, and then we have restraint systems that hold the personnel in the vehicle.
This is Amy, the operator. She controls the Viper. I just wanted to know before we start, how exactly does this work?
Basically, I just push the buttons, the train leaves, and gravity takes care of the rest.
Why are the most inversions you can have on a roller coaster are 7?
10 more loops. The roller coaster would have to be a lot higher.
That's very true. It takes a lot of speed to go through the loops. Over 75 miles an hour at the first drop. As we go through the loops, friction is constantly slowing us down, so each loop progressively gets smaller.
Gets slower as it goes on.
That's true. Friction pulls off the speed and you run out of energy to traverse it.
Feels great. I love it.
I think I'm traumatized. And I'm a little dizzy after going on it about 5 times.
Step under a roller coaster, and you'll probably find a treasure. People lose things all the time, like cameras, sunglasses, keys, money, even jewelry. Some lose more embarrassing things. But the most unusual object ever found was a glass eye, and it was never claimed. You're looking at the highest roller coaster in the world, the High Roller. Tower is 7 times higher than your average coaster, almost 300 meters, or over 900 feet. That's because it sits on top of a casino in Las Vegas. Now try beating that. Unsuspecting amusement seekers.
That's right. I have here the amazing centrifugal puzzle.
Puzzle.
Okay, so it doesn't look so amazing. But the amazing part about this puzzle is watching people's exasperation as they try to figure it out. Is the camera ready?
All set. Let's find our victims.
Help us solve a little puzzle here. Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to hold on to this thing, and I want you to move these balls to the rim of the circle, and I want you to keep them there, okay? She's close.
Oh, it was almost there.
No, you almost got out.
I can't do it.
No, no. Oh, good. I said, get the ball over there. Put this ball there and that ball there. And leave. Oh, that's close.
Ah, it's impossible. I can't do it.
I can't do it. I can't do it either.
But I can do it. Now, can anybody tell me what this has to do with roller coasters? No? No? Well, what we've done is we've demonstrated centrifugal force. That's when things move away from the center of an object that's spinning. It's like when you ride the loop up on the roller coaster. It's that spinning motion that keeps you down onto the track and forces you into the seat. May I have the camera, please?
Sure.
It's time to focus on you. There's still that little matter of the fastest ride in the world before the end of the show. And who's been doing all the riding?
Lovely weather we're having, isn't it?
Yes, it's beautiful. J.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Weight is the measure of the gravitational force one object applies on another. For example, the force exerted on you by a planet. A scale can measure the weight of an object, or the downward pull of gravity it experiences. In addition to this downward force, there is also an equal upward force provided by the surface of the Earth and the scale that you are standing on.
Hey!
But let's say this is all happening at the top of a very tall building, and this building disappeared.
Uh-oh.
The forces that were supporting you would also disappear, and you and the scale would begin to fall. Your body would no longer be pushing down on the scale anymore, and the scale would no longer be pushing up at you. So, your effective weight would equal zero, and you would perceive yourself to be weightless.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, in this example, this feeling would be very short-lived, as one object meets another.
Faster than a speeding bullet, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's Superman.
The ride.
This is the tallest and fastest roller coaster on the planet.
And I can't believe I'm actually doing this.
Can't believe you're doing it either. Do you know it's twice as high as Niagara Falls? And it accelerates faster than a 911 turbo Porsche.
That's fast.
It's gonna be so much fun, Jay.
Fun? With a pretty perverted sense of fun.
The same technology is being considered for launching planes off aircraft carriers.
Okay, Encyclopedia Girl. Why don't you explain it to us?
They use linear synchronous motors. Basically, they create really powerful magnetic fields that shoot the car forward. And the same power of magnetism works in reverse to stop it.
Great, something to look forward to.
You're gonna need this, Jay.
Why?
To show weightlessness.
It's just like astronauts training in the jet. They become weightless when the plane suddenly drops in altitude.
This coaster has the longest hang time in the whole world.
I've seen a tennis ball float for almost 6 seconds if I wasn't too freaked out. But I forgot to let go of it.
One, two, three. I wasn't even thinking about anything. It was just a blast. I couldn't feel my head. I know. It was like a balloon. It was like
a balloon.
It was like, you know what, the helium?
Well, yeah. Here, have your ball back.
Well, this pretty much wraps it up here at PMK.
There are over 500 roller coasters in the world today, and 40 to 50 new ones open every year. There's no sign this craze is slowing down anytime soon.
Well, maybe we should slow down for today.
No, what are you kidding? I want to see if we really take a lot more punishment riding at the back.
Okay.
Go!